The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi guys, you're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the south on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streaming to the planet on freshfm.co.nz. Hi everybody, welcome back. I'm Imogen.
I'm Avalon.
I'm Hamhan.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Maddie Anderson.
And I'm David.
And yeah, today, Maddie, you've already introduced yourself. Today we're interviewing Mattie. Do you want to just give a little overview of who you are and what you do for the community before we get started?
I had to write a list for this morning because I had to introduce myself, and it's embarrassing.
And I'm sure the list is quite impressive.
I know, too much going on. Sounds like I have issues, which is true. So I do have some jobs. I do wake over shifts at a youth house.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I'm a teacher aide at Boys College.
Amazing.
I'm delivering adult education for REC workers out in Motueka, and I do some adult education for the Pasifika Trust.
Nice.
Some of the free stuff I do. So I'm on the board at Magenta Art Space, which I love. Cultural Conversation. So I'm on the board with Imogen. Mm-hmm. What else do I do lots of stuff.
You're also a councillor.
Oh, yeah. Nelson City Councillor. Oh. That's right. He's an election, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe. So, as you can hear by that amazing list, he does incredible things for the community.
Yeah, very involved. Yeah.
Very involved in the Nelson community. But before we talk about that, we're just going to take a step back. You were born in New Zealand, is that correct?
Yeah, I was born in Ashburton. My dad was from Southland and Southland in the 70s, and, you know, my mum being a big brown Pasifika woman, it was not a normal thing. So it was difficult, and he was in the power board. And in the olden days, power board used to be a big thing that was just run by the government, and you had these power board houses. Mm-hmm. So we travelled around heaps. I think, gosh, I felt like my parents were running from the law or something. We only stayed in a place for a few years and then would move on. So, my childhood was, we moved around a lot, and I did my schooling in Tauranga, joined the Navy.
Wow.
20 years, did a little bit of travelling and had my own children, mm-hmm. and decided that it was a good idea to settle down. I didn't want them to go through what I did with making friends in new schools all the time.
Yeah,
so.
So you're mixed race, is that correct?
Yeah, my father's Palangi, so he's from Mirehiku in Anderson, and my mother is Tusini from the village of Hakupu in Niue. She came over for a teaching scholarship and met my dad.
I don't know
what the hell she was doing down south. Anywho.
So your mum moved here as like a youth or an adult-ish?
She, later teens, so she did a boarding school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In New Plymouth, the girls, and they were cool stories.
Yeah.
And because they did take some Pasifika kids, and she had her challenges. And anyway, then she went back to the islands, and then she came back to New Zealand to do some teaching.
Wow.
And met my dad.
So she was already fluent in English and all of those kinds of things.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was interesting. She was very English was very important to her, and elocution. Mm-hmm. It was weird because we never got to have our language. The diaspora, there were many communities that would come to New Zealand and English is very important. We've got to focus on that. Don't, which is a mistake, but I knew she was doing what she thought was best.
Yeah. Don't speak your mother tongue. I think that's something that's still very common today too.
Yeah, well, that's even happened in our own families with, you know, several generations of immigrants coming to New Zealand or England, where my mum is from, and kind of putting that distance between their cultures because you are now
Kiwi.
You know, trying to assimilate to the culture that's around them.
And like, I feel like for people who don't fully understand, that just sounds so odd and foreign. It's like, why wouldn't you want your kids to like fully understand their culture? But it's that thing of you just want them to like fit in as much as possible, I think.
Yeah, and I think you come to New Zealand for a better life for your children, which has always been the origin story for Pasifika back then, pre-dawn raids to even now in the RSC. They come here for money and education.
Definitely.
It doesn't seem to be the stats are all horrific and have not changed, so it's systemic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm disappointed that I didn't learn the language, but I probably spent maybe 2 decades blaming other people. I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
You can only blame your parents who are doing their best at the time for so long, and then you've got to go, well, actually,
I can learn
my own language.
Have you spent time learning it?
Yeah, so it's been wonderful. When you have children, you start caring about stuff, which I've found. And my children are they love their grandmother so much, and they're very interested in their language.
Yeah.
And it's been a wonderful opportunity to connect and spend time. And she's our teacher, which is great.
Very cool. I think that makes me grateful because in the future, when I have my own kids, I'll be able to teach them my language without being scared of discrimination or assimilation. Yeah, it's great to think about that, how we can just start feeling more comfortable to share our languages.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Like where you were talking about once you have children, it's that thing of reclaiming your culture. And I definitely saw that with my mom because she grew up completely within a British society. Her mom was like, absolutely not. We are from England, you know. My grandmother was born in Jamaica, and my mom didn't even know that until she was an adult, because my grandmother would just say she was born in England, you know. And so it was that whole thing of once we were born and we were like, we want to know where we're from, you know.
Why are we different to everybody else?
Yeah. And she was like, I don't have an answer. I don't actually know, you know. And so it's a beautiful thing of us, like you said, like learning together and growing together with our culture. Yeah. I think that's a very common thing. Yeah.
Yeah, identity is very important. I said, and my oldest son, he's reaching out for it because he's brown, but he's not Māori. And he wants to know who he is, so he's confident. And what I do like nowadays, and like you said, it's a little bit of a safer space, is the science is there, and the, you know, it's anecdotal evidence that another language does wonderful things for your brains. And there's nothing but good data and evidence around that. And the sense of identity and belonging is so important, because that's, we could go more of the storytelling, you know, not having identity goes poorly for young men.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we can go on from that. And I guess you said you moved around a lot growing up. Obviously, that did stuff for your identity. And that was something we talked about recently on this episode, on like That's Mint, was just about
moving around a lot.
Yeah, how hard it is to find a space. And I guess for you, being brown in a prominently white community, was it, do you think, even harder, like moving around and trying to find your space and your people?
Yeah, I would agree that, like, my mum went hardcore with the diaspora, you know. It wasn't just South Auckland, where at least you have the church and your family and your cousins. We took off, and there was no one. So I do remember we'd spent some time in Havelock, actually.
Okay.
And I remember there was 2 brown families. There was a Māori family, and there was us, and people didn't even know
My goodness.
They didn't even know what Pacific Islanders were. You know, they might have heard of Samoa and Fiji, but no one knew about Niueans. And then it was Te Puke and Tauranga. Again, at the time, they were predominantly white spaces. But one thing that really messed me up was I kind of enjoyed intermediate. I was doing well, and I had my friends, my brown friends.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit smarter than average.
Okay.
And they at Tauranga Boys College, they threw me into an accelerated class. Where there was privilege, and I was the only brown kid.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like it, and I almost became invisible. Like, you could tell racist jokes, and I would laugh. You know, it was a safe space for them, not for me. And consequently, I didn't go to school. You know, I wagged a lot, but I still got by. And I wouldn't say it's trauma, but my kids going to a boys' college, I just have, boys' college, you know, blooming morons.
Oh, that's really interesting. Like, that whole thing of once you're fully embedded into someone else's culture, it's like you don't care how low you can go to fit in, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, even because where will you go if you decide to stand up for yourself?
it's not like there's anywhere safe that you can go to because that's all you have around you.
Yeah, mm. It will just make things harder for you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, not serve you in any kind of a way. Mm. I mean, like Avalon and I, we went to international schools, and for you, Esther and Pam Pan, you guys prominently went to, like, I guess, Pam Pan, you've been at a New Zealand school your whole life, right?
Yeah, it was pretty diverse, actually, here in Nelson growing up. But, like, still, there was still, like, times where people would be, like, kind of, I guess, ignorant about how there was, like, other kids, I guess. Because the more, like, coloured kids there were, like, more quiet and stuff. So the other, like, kind of, I guess, white kids were just saying whatever. So
yeah, that's exactly what Matty was saying. Mm-hmm. It's, like, that whole thing of we are there and we know that we are there, but I bet if you turn around and ask someone in Nelson who has no reason to notice us, they wouldn't. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's like a lot of the time in classes, you'll have the white girls and they won't know the names of the other brown students in the class, yeah, or they don't see the other brown students in the class.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely something. Mm. I have specific classes like that where there's a big, like, refugee community in a class, and it's like they're invisible. The teachers wouldn't know they were there. The students wouldn't know they were there, you know? Yeah. It's very interesting. And it's interesting to hear that that hasn't really changed, you know?
No, yeah. I think things have, maybe we put names to it and we know it's wrong and people can say it's wrong, but it still happens. And I think assimilation is a horrific thing to do. Yeah. And I do lots of citizenship ceremonies at council, and it's wonderful, and you're inviting these people in to New Zealand, but there is this kind of inference that you're New Zealanders now and be New Zealanders, and when I get up and speak, I say, for God's sakes, bring your language and your dance and your colour and your food. Don't blend in.
Yeah.
You know, we need to change and take on the best things of you, and don't, you know, take on the good things about, you know, the New Zealand culture, but please don't, maybe you can leave some of that toxic masculinity and toughness and because sometimes we're a bit too stoic.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see people wearing their cultural outfits when they go and get their citizenship.
It's gorgeous.
To show that they're still, they'll always be proud of that and keep that in their identity.
And I think hearing something like that, like what you said you do, would actually change someone a lot when they're going to get
there. Such a big impact on people.
So I wanted to ask about, obviously now you're such a huge voice, not only for Pasifika, but for the whole of the multicultural community here in Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about your struggles with fitting in and finding your place. How did you find it, you know? Like, how did you go from that young boy to Matty Anderson, who everyone knows?
I actually talked about this. A friend asked me about this. Sorry, it's going to get a bit dark.
Okay.
Pain.
Yeah.
I had mental health issues and addiction, and I was in a very dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think there was any hope for me, and well, I guess I was homeless for a while, and you know, I made it out, and I know what hard is, and, you know, whatever hits me now, it's not hard. I've done hard, and that ain't it. But I feel that's where my empathy comes from. I can't look down my nose at anyone. I can take a lot, you know.
Yeah,
I'm very relaxed. You know, people can say something, whatever, but I'm not very good at witnessing it.
Yeah.
So I do love to advocate for people, and I know there's always hope, because if I can make it out of the end from where I thought I was, there's hope for anyone. So I feel the Pasifika values of service and humility and duty are very important to me. It's just service in the collective, and sometimes I feel, you know, my neighbor's kids are my kids. They're my responsibility as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, forward thinking. But and that was also part of my wellness plan, was service. So I was in the Navy, learned to trade in electronics and, you know, good money, but wasn't happy. And what I do now doesn't pay very well, but I enjoy what I do.
Yeah. You're helping so many people.
Yeah, and that's part of my wellness journey is service. Mm-hmm. So it keeps me well, and I really do appreciate it because it takes a lot of grace for people to reach out and ask for help. And if they've got the guts to do that, I just you do my best to support.
Them. Beautiful. Yeah.
Mm. I like people as well.
Yeah, they're not so bad.
And I love a broken vessel. I do. They're my favourite.
I think we can all kind of relate to that being a man. As soon as we see anyone that needs help, we're like, we'll help you. Join in.
We scare them off.
We'll find your space. Okay. Do you want to do a song now? Matty, would you like to introduce your song?
Yeah, this is Church of Boys. It's actually my cousin, Carlo, and another cousin, Church of Boys. Mm. So it's faith-based, but it's New Way in hip-hop.
So
no,
cool.
They are crack up, man. Yeah. I'm going to get them down Nelson. I'm going to try and get the Pacifica community or trust to bring them down to MC something.
Yeah, let's
something.
Have a performance. Yeah, yeah. We'd love that. Okay, enjoy. Church
Boys. It's New Way. Yeah, I met this New Way guy. He told me how to do the stance.
Oh, really?
He said it was something called like a hop or something. I don't know. Show me.
Nobody knows New Way Island. If you did, then you couldn't find it. On the map, so very tiny. If you pass, we don't even mind it. With a smile that's always shining. And your mom gives you a hiding. When you can't take this, jump over them haters. Let me see that.
My hopeful.
Now watch me do my hopeful. Now watch me do my hopeful. Now watch me do my hopeful. Jump over them haters. Let me see that. Is the coolest. It makes me feel so ruthless. First step for the back, can't move to the right and the left. You can do your best, just try not to lose your breath. Now go, twist your fingers like this and you say hello.
Underwear. Way back in those festival days, with your low C, rocking that stage. Hey, yo, what's that sound? Hands to the sky, feet to the ground. My hops, man, that's my hops, man. Come and see me hops, man. Teach me how to hop, and let me teach you how to hop. Teach me how to hop, and let me teach you how to hop.
Guys, welcome back to That's Mint. We've just been talking to Matty Anderson. Do you want to introduce the song or reintroduce the song that we were just listening to?
Yeah, so you were just listening to my cousin, Kalo, Auntie Ingi, Auntie Kota, all those guys. That's Chucha Boys.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Love them.
Does he live in Niue or?
No, he's in Okalani, South Auckland. Love South Auckland. Yeah, it's great food.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Okay, talking about South Auckland, Polyfest. Let's talk about that because it's a project that's been on your mind for a while, huh?
Yeah, so a few years ago I met with the Pacifica Trust and someone from one of my arty friends from Arts Council said, look, we want Polyfest, we want to close downtown. And,
yes,
you know, that's
a
future aspiration. Yeah. But seriously, yeah, I want to close off the streets and take over. Yeah. It'd be wicked.
It would.
But anyway,
so cool.
That was a few years ago and we've formed the Pacifica Arts and Culture Collective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
So it's out of scope for the Pacifica Trust, who I work for and I love, one of my favourite jobs ever. Mm-hmm. It's it's more education and health.
Yeah.
Can't do everything. So there was a gap with the art and that's very important.
Yeah.
So we formed the Pacific Arts and Culture Collective and through them we've done a few things. We've run some workshops, beautiful Tapa workshop, run an art exhibition. We've been doing a few performances at the Mass Carnival.
Mm. Oh, yes,
yeah,
I remember that.
We saw that. That was cool.
Which we enjoy, but it's not ours.
Yeah.
So we don't want, that's not what we formed PAC for.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at is hopefully next year, we're trying to figure out the dates. We've come up with some dates, but we're just trying to make sure it doesn't clash with anyone. Mm-hmm. So next year, we're looking at Pacifica Festival.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And which is wonderful because I tell you what's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. They've got Pacifica Festivals in Southland and Blenheim. We don't have one.
This is
embarrassing.
It's quite bad.
Yeah, yeah. But we've got wonderful relationships with the Waido crew and the South Island Pacifica groups. We do have a kind of a Zoom thing, and they really are trying to support us. And
that's really good.
But I'm probably going to be hitting you guys up in the schools because I honestly, if you get the students and the parents come, and that's what gets it. So, yeah, and you know, I know it's a lot of work for the schools, but the acid will be coming on the schools, and maybe we find a space. But the first one will be Humble.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be a lovely thing to do. We were going to do it next year. Prior to Matatini, we thought, there's this brown tidal wave of Moana creatives.
We
were going to be the centre of the world for brown performance.
Yeah.
And, geez, that was so disappointing. But that's not to say we can't have a Polynesian festival and just celebrate. So.
Yeah, ride the wave of, like, come back up, you know, even though that was
You
cancelled.
Know what? We make our own wave. There's lots of awesome stuff happening. Tato Studios, Councillor Kau Pakipaki, he's got his own art space, which I'm very lucky to be able to I use the space to collaborate. So I'll be hopefully running some Pacifica workshops.
Amazing. Ooh,
basically, every school holidays, I want to have something for our kids.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Just a space.
Because they don't all play rugby, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them like to draw or sing, and we need to let them flourish.
Those spaces, yeah.
Yeah, not disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel that's a sin.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Recently we went to a Pacifica slam poetry workshop.
Mm.
And Maddie was there. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
that
we
want to
see
good.
More of that in Nelson too.
That was really cool. And it was just that thing of, I mean, for me, I grew up in Samoa. And coming here, I felt very detached from that culture that I had been a part of for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm just like, oh, I forget that it's even a part of me. And then when I go to events like the arts workshop or even when we were at the Mask Parade and we saw the Samoan Siva going on, I was like, wait, this is a big part of who I am. Like, every time I'm there, I'm like, oh, I feel at home. And I think that's something that definitely all of the Pacifica community here in Nelson deserves to feel constantly,
absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're lucky in Nelson because we do have lots of, you know, you find what you look for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I look for nice people and I find them. There's all these beautiful Balangi out there that just, they're allies and they want to learn and support.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But we also, we have all these lovely spaces, but they're white spaces,
yeah.
And they welcome us, you know, God bless them, they welcome us in, mm-hmm. to participate and support and do stuff, but it would be nice if we had a brown space,
yeah.
where we could invite, you know, Tautoko, invite them, you come in, but this is the lens, this is the space,
mm-hmm.
and it just feels different. So it we does. Don't want to be guests in our own town, you know, we want to be running some stuff and have our spaces where we run exactly. our things and we invite the rest of the community, and it's not mm-hmm. about separating, but maybe we change the room.
Yeah.
Or who's in charge, or who controls the narrative, and who invites who in. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like that about Mint a lot of the time. Like when I'm describing it to people, I'm like, it's a multicultural space designed by multicultural people directly for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's things like the multicultural festival,
where you feel that. Mm-hmm.
I feel that. It's like, this is a space so we can have fun and appreciate all of our cultures together. And, oh, there's some Palangi, you can come too, enjoy. But this is our space and our day to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to step into the space, be happy for us and be happy with us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that feeling of just knowing that you were in mind when this was created. They were thinking of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's lovely to turn the tables, and we can be there because our migrant non-dominant cultures are very community collectivism based, and being able to share food, and we can be the ones doing the manaaki.
Yeah.
So rather than and it's nice being welcomed, and it takes some grace, but you know, it's nice to welcome other people into our space and teach them about our ways and you know, feed and
And share.
I think that's something that's so deeply embedded, like you said, into so many cultures. And when they come here, I think that's something that's so taken away. Like, I always think about the Nepali community, and every time I go into any Nepali's house, there's just other people there enjoying their food, hanging out, you know. And it's that thing of now they only have that small community that they can share that with.
Mm.
And if that could expand, I'm sure that would make them feel like home, which is something we're all striving for. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, well, I think we can come to an end with that. Thank you so much, Matty.
Thank you, Maddie.
Just an amazing inspiration, not only for our youth, but I think for everyone in the Nelson region. Yeah.
And it's an honor to have you here with us today and also representing us in all of those spaces that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and good luck for running for council.
Yeah. Hey, and I really appreciate the invite. I rave about you guys to everyone. I was going, these guys are amazing. And you know, you just go and do your own thing and it works so well. So thank you so much. And I really did like talking about stuff because sometimes people want to talk about other things, especially this time of year, and it gets old, man.
Yeah.
You can see my face around anyway. Oh, and one last thing I just want to acknowledge.
Yes.
David Geddon, excellence in history.
Yay!
Honestly, you know, for us, other or migrant communities, the biggest, most disruptive thing you can do as a young person is succeed. That is so civil disobedience.
Yeah.
Well done.
Prove them wrong every time. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Thank you,
Maddie. The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.